Because I read and hear all about you.
Which sounds nice, but perhaps in smaller doses. We heard earlier in the morning about the effects of social media on women's body shapes, but social media breaks generally improve mental health, according to a study out of the University of Bath in the UK. It was a simple study. Participants ditched social media for a while, not entirely in every case, but pretty drastically. It may seem evident to most of us, the logic of doing that, but there's a bit more to it. We're discussing the finer details with the lead author of this research, Dr. Jeff Lambert. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me.
You asked people to stop using social media for a week. Before we discuss what you found, out of interest, how did you make sure they were doing that?
So we used a couple of ways. I mean, the first way just simply was to ask people to just self-report. But we also tried to kind of validate that with a sub-sample as well by getting people to download apps on their phone that kind of capture social media usage and then send those to us so we could kind of compare that with what the self-report was telling us as well, which gave us extra confidence in those findings.
Yes, very clever. You separated study participants into two groups. Were they young, Jeff? Were they old, a mixture?
It was a bit of a mixture. I mean, it was predominantly younger people, but there was a mixture of people sort of spanning kind of, you know, into the older generations as well. So I think our oldest participant was in their late 60s or 70s.
Okay. So we're talking Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, essentially, but also, I don't know, social game playing?
This particular study didn't look at that side of things. It was really just focused on those kind of key sites that you've just mentioned.
Right.
So Instagram, okay. Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok.
What did you see, please?
So the main findings were basically that people that were asked to take a 1 week break from these sites experienced an improvement in their kind of overall levels of well-being, but also a reduction in their sort of symptoms of depression and anxiety.
How much store can we set in people telling you about their mental states and that they'd improved? Because is there always a let's please the researchers component here? I suppose you're aware of that.
You always have that issue of when doing any research and using self-report measures of what we call sort of social desirability bias, where people will kind of report or over-report because they're part of a study. When you're trying to measure something like mental health, it's very difficult to find any other measures that are what we would call objective, because, you know, people's mental health concerns are inherently, you know, in many ways subjective in terms of how people are feeling from day to day, short of giving them a full diagnostic interview.
Yes, but presumably they want to tell the truth as well, and they knew that being off social media was making a difference to them.
Absolutely, yeah, and I think that's the other side of it as well. I mean, you know, one element of the study is we have two groups, so, you know, there is a group that isn't experiencing the week break, so we can actually, we were able to compare with the two groups in terms of these changes in scores.
Yeah, that makes sense. On average, how much time on social media were they giving up, the ones who did?
It looked like people were baseline using social media on average for about 7 hours a week, 7 to 8 hours a week. So about an hour a day at least.
So there'll be adults who perhaps aren't social media devotees who would nevertheless benefit in the same way from staying away from the news for a week, do you think?
I think it's a really interesting question. I mean, most of the literature at the moment has predominantly focused on the younger population, mainly because I think, you know, people tend to associate younger people using these sort of social media sites. But I think you're quite right. I think actually the older populations as well could stand to benefit from evaluating their relationship, you know, with the media, like you say, online media in general. And it might be slightly different mechanisms by which this is affecting their mental health. So it might be, like you say, spending too much time on news media might be making people kind of, you know, feeling in negative states more often by constantly seeing what's going on in the news in the world, for example. Whereas in the younger population, it might be more to do with something like, you know, social comparison with peers or that kind of thing.
Dr. Jeff Lambert's talking to us. We are all in thrall to media, though, yeah? I mean, admonitions to stay off social media for periods of time are valuable, but usually they fall on deaf ears, probably, I'd think.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think at present there's still really a lack of any really meaningful guidelines around what sort of a sensible social media usage is. which is what I think is that this research is so important, you know, generally to try and uncover, because at present, I don't think, you know, really we have any sense, you know, we have guidelines, for example, around physical activity, around alcohol consumption, around dietary intake. And I think in much the same way, we need at least something out there that kind of gives us at least some sort of heuristic or measure to or benchmark to kind of follow. But I think it's quite a tricky one, still understanding the extent to which it's actually having an issue.
Yeah, no, I imagine it's difficult. 1 week, being off it for 1 week is bearable, I suppose. What would happen in 1 month? Did you wonder that?
Yeah, absolutely. And we do want to do further research. As I said, you know, this study was really just a kind of a bit of a proof of concept type study. And I think based on the results, we're now quite keen to do further research to unpick what you've just said, to look to see whether, you know, there's any longer term effects for a month or maybe even longer than that. You know, anecdotally, we had people emailing in saying that, you know, they've made permanent changes as a result of just taking that 1 week break, which doesn't necessarily mean they've stopped using it, but they may have changed their relationship with social media, for example, designating points in the day when they use it rather than just using it all day, or deleting the apps off their phone.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, that social media can reduce your self-esteem and, as you have found, increase anxiety and varieties of depression is not a new observation, but it hasn't stopped, has it, the ever-increasing amount of time we're doing this for? I read that as an adjunct to your study. You'd think that time spent might have leveled off, but it's been the opposite, hasn't it?
Yes, yeah, so social media usage is definitely on the rise. And I think, you know, as I was saying before, I think part of the reason is it's one of those sort of habitual behaviours that in many cases we don't even realise how much time we're spending. So there isn't really anything at the moment that people can even kind of base what a sensible amount of usage is on.
So there was a degree of gratitude from the people who took part in your study. They're pleased to have done it, a lot of them.
Yeah, it appeared so. But I think there was this sense of almost the study kind of giving people permission to take that break, or giving people a sort of a sense of accountability or motivation to actually do that break. So I thought that was quite interesting in of itself, that it almost gave people permission to try this out for themselves and a kind of an external reason.
Yeah. What I've noticed is that it doesn't matter staying off. I mean, sometimes I don't see Facebook Messenger for ages and I pop back on and reply to some quite ancient messages and no one blinks an eye. I mean, no one says, where have you been? I mean, it may be hard to stay off, but once you've left your teen years, maybe there's really no social penalty in staying off it for a while either.
Potentially, yeah. And I think, again, this is all really stuff that would be really interesting to unpick, that we really still, you know, are at the beginning of understanding, depending on how you're using social media might also have implications for your mental health as well and your motives for using it.
Just finally, have you thought of trying it yourself, staying off it for a week?
Yes, I do. I do it many times, and I often relapse and go back into using it without realizing it. Actually, even obviously with what's the coverage of this particular study, ironically.
Do you feel better in the absence of having to dive into social media?
Absolutely. From a personal perspective, I think, you know, I've got a young child at home, family, and I think for me personally, when I do come off, I find myself a lot more present with what's going on around me and with the kind of people close to me in my life. So for me personally, I find it immensely beneficial.
Yeah, a lot more present. That's right. Hey, thank you very much for the study, Jeff, and for your time talking to us too.
You're very welcome, Jim. Thank you.